welcome to the She Blows It podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Carla, bringing it back with another episode. We're on episode number 9, which was originally supposed to be titled The Echoes of Las Tres Putas. But the title of today's show is The Lost Files of Las Tres Putas. So before I get into the explanation and the juicy details, if you haven't already, be sure to follow this podcast on Instagram at SheBlowsIt_pod. Be sure to tune in on all platforms. This podcast is available on Anchor, Spotify, Radio Podcast, Breaker, Google Podcast, and Blog Talk Radio. So this podcast is a little unconventional here. I recorded this podcast last weekend with my two versatile friends that I mentioned and who I've posted on my IG page, Edna and Brittany. Edna is an artist. She is a foodie and she's a great cook. Brittany is a life coach. She gives great advice. She's an awesome person. She's fun. She's knowledgeable and she thinks strategically. If you want to look for my friends on Instagram to keep up with their latest content, you can find Edna at the Andy Garcia, THEANDEGARCIA. And if you're looking for Brittany, you can find her at Brittany Nicole, ASG, BRITTANYNICOLE, ASG. And you can find them both on Instagram. So, Brittany and I went over to Edna's house and we did an entire content creation day and we also recorded a podcast. So the episode was originally supposed to be named The Echoes of Las Tres Putas, because when we say something, when we speak, you don't forget what we said. It always echoes in your mind and you're always thinking about it. However, we recorded some good content. We had a very great roundtable conversation that you guys would have loved. Luckily, I was able to capture some of that. And I also captured some behind-the-scenes moments, some bloopers, and just some scenes to show you the authenticity of our friendship and our relationship and how we vibe together. We vibe like this on the mic, but we really vibe like this off the mic, too. This episode is about accountability. This episode is about friends. This episode is about food. This episode is about love. This episode is about laughter. This episode is about realness. This episode is about three women coming together and building an empire, working and digging from deep within and keeping it real with each other. We keep each other so accountable that it's not even funny. Like, we hold each other to such a high standard that we, as Edna said, we're not about to let each other down like that. And we just aren't. So check out this clip. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Oh, my pie.
And that's Edna in real life. So, not only is Edna hilarious, but Brittany's hilarious too. Listen to us talk about our Sunday routines and our different methods of exfoliation and, you know, etc.
What else would I do on Sunday? Exfoliate, like I said. I would scrub my feet with a little stone.
You say Sundays are your days, yeah.
Yeah, because once I wash my hair, brush my teeth, do my skincare and my face, and then I coconut oil my whole body. Now, during the week, depending on how fast I need to shower, I get in, take my shower, get out. I just don't exfoliate every day. I'm not shaving. Like, it's variations of showers. Sometimes you get in, you get out. Sometimes you have time to exfoliate. Sometimes you have time to do your whole head to toe bathing. But sometimes you just don't.
That's true.
You just don't. Everybody can't take that kind of shower every day.
I would really prefer to, but like,
I don't have time for that. I'm clean.
Right.
But I'm not the cleanest that I like to be. The cleanest I like to be is exfoliating all my dead skin, using my peppermint soap.
And see, I still sweat after the gym at the shower.
I still sweat
like,
at the shower.
I'm like, oh my gosh, my clothes.
Every time I get out of the shower, I sweat.
So wait, you guys sweat out of the shower?
Yes.
And I'm not sure what it is. Maybe it's because we old.
Maybe the water's too hot and y'all were already
Bitch, wet. I ain't old.
Listen, dry off. Say I was coming to the office, right? I get in the shower. I dry off, especially if my shower is closer to departure, bitch. I shower, get in my clothes, get in the car. I'm in the car with the AC blasting because my forehead's sweating.
So what I'm saying,
then my clothes sticks to me.
So if y'all are that hot, like when your body is hot and then you go and you take, what type of water do y'all bathe in? Is it
the hottest?
So that's why you be sweating.
But see, I do cold. She do cold. I do the hottest.
That's why you be sweating when you get out of the shower.
But she do cold.
Because my heart, like, mind you, okay, you know, you work out for sweat. Like an hour. You're in, like, heat. Not that kind of heat, but you get into a heat.
It's hot.
And I also have to pick out what clothes I can wear after I take that shower to go to work. Because if that clothes sticks on me, like, my body, I'm like a towel or a sponge. I'll expand after a shower.
Well, since I work from home nothing now, fits. I take a shower before the gym. Like, I get up at 5. By 5:40, I'm in the shower because I got to wake up. And I just believe if you shower before the gym, you're clean, you smell good when you sweat.
Yeah, you can just sweat and you can flail your armpits.
And then when I come home, I don't take another shower. So I'm just, like, dried up sweat while I'm sitting at the desk working. And then I'll take another shower later.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I take my shower before the shower, but before the gym in the morning.
If I wash my hair on Sunday, then I'll wrap it. Because I be pressed
for time. Like, it's time management for me in the morning. So if I take a shower before the gym, I know I'm not dirty. I was sweaty. The sweat dried off. It's no different than going to the gym and then going to run your errands, to me.
Yeah, you're at home.
Right? Yeah, I'm at home. So I take my shower beforehand. I know I'm not dirty. I'm going to sit in my workout clothes and work in my workout clothes for the rest of the day because once I get home, I got to clock in.
I do the opposite.
Because I'm pressed for time already.
I'll shower the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Lay my gym clothes out. You shouldn't feel so bad, Ed, though, that I'm not washing hair because I can go a week without washing my hair.
But I don't feel bad now.
Hair different. But your hair almost black.
So she could just throw it up in a bun real quick and start the day.
I have my powder. Yeah. And so now I go to work with my rehab bun.
The treatment center bun.
Like, and I'm sorry, I don't mean any offense to people, you know, but I have this, but I don't care because it's at work. Like, mm-hmm. if I was an attorney, then maybe I'd, like, do something else.
I mean,
but
if I was an attorney and I went to the gym and my hair is going to be in a sweaty, sticky bun and I'm going to be in my suit. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. But for mine, like, I'll shower at night, lay my clothes out, put my clothes on in the morning, go to the gym. And here's the thing, like, with me, like, I can't, like, we all do different things at the gym and we go at different times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting on equipment, I'm touching weights, and I am, like, touching after all of these
That's
people.
Me.
So, it's like, when I come home, I'm like, oh my gosh, I really have to take a shower. But I have two different types of showers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a cleansing shower,
mm-hmm.
and then I have my cleansing and exfoliation and pampering shower.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you, during the week, most of the times, I only have time for a cleansing shower because mm-hmm. of the coronavirus. I'm like, okay, I bathe with antibacterial soap. I use Dial. Like, I just have to use that first.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my mind,
I use castor soap.
It makes me feel like I'm killing all the germs from the gym. Mm-hmm. All the coronavirus is off my body. I cleanse. And if I have a little time, I'll just throw in St. Ives. Have you tried? Do you use St. Ives?
The apricot scrub?
It's kind of harsh to my skin, so I don't really use them.
It is a little abrasive to some skin types. So, yeah.
But I use that. They have like a shower gel.
Mm-hmm.
And like if I have time, because I have, like yesterday I took a 5-minute shower.
Mm-hmm.
And I like literally had only a little bit of time just to squeeze a little exfoliant and just exfoliate real quick. But mm-hmm. yeah.
See,
it's rough.
You don't realize how OCD you are, too. And for me, it's also a superstition. behind that too is like,
pass me another
cord. I have to where I have to scrub.
Oh shit.
Because at the gym, I mean, we all walk around with our spray bottles, our masks, mm-hmm. and everything. So I will spray everything.
See, and that's the difference too. The type of gym I go to is very small, and I almost always am there by myself.
Yeah.
Just me and the trainers. Because of the times that I go, I make sure I'm there by myself. No one else is there with me in the morning.
It doesn't matter what time I pop up at LA Fitness, it's always packed. Like, mm-hmm. 5 a.m. is a very neutral, like, slow. It's slow, but everybody's at the equipment. Like, mm-hmm. that's slow. Mm-hmm. Because usually you have people waiting on the equipment. If you go
especially
around,
LA Fitness.
You go around 9 a.m., forget about it. Like, you're waiting on equipment and...
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. And then I have my other shower, which is... that I had a bad day, and if I don't wash this energy off of my body, mm-hmm. I cannot go to sleep.
That's the kind that you put the candles on and you got your music playing because you're trying to do everything you can to get that shit off.
Because I could still be so stressed and I can still sweat without having to work out the shower because I'm hot. Like, my body will...
You hot and bothered.
It's bothered is the and most of it.
Does it mean
the bitch more bothered than hot.
Well, listen.
Bitch trying to put that cold water on her burning devilish skin.
Yes, and then I'm still sweating.
She be trying to wash the demons out.
Release the beast, Lord.
So, I mean, there are two showers. So there are two showers. It's like my physically dirty shower and my spiritually dirty shower.
So let me ask y'all. Okay, I have a question for everybody.
Okay.
We'll start with Edna first.
Oh, God.
How many times do you rinse off in the shower?
I bathe the minimum of 2 times, even in my quick showers.
So you rot, you let get
so that's
up,
two rinses. Rinse.
So what about you?
Yeah, and see, the thing is, two for rinses? Me too... I think so, because...
She got to think about it, because her showers change, remember?
They fluctuate. My showers my showers even fluctuate. Even when I do, if I do a scrub with an oil, I'm triple rinsing.
Well, at that point, you have to, because you got to make sure you don't get them little grits in your cat.
Yes.
That hygiene.
And then that'll throw the pH back.
If you exfoliate, that's your automatic rinse. And you better have a shower head. I'm pointing to the mic. And you better have a shower head to make sure you get all that grit out of
it. But you know what I do? Like, okay, so I'll avoid the area in general. Like, I know I get
I do the topical because I want it to smooth and even with the rest of my skin.
Yeah, but I do the side. Okay, so
that, so do you guys shave and exfoliate on the same day?
No, I don't.
I do. Okay, I'll exfoliate before I shave.
I don't shave. I wax. And I'm actually gonna start laser. So
a laser's the best.
Yeah, I exfoliate before because I have a problem with abscesses. So like my hair bumps will turn into like a medical condition.
Yeah.
And like what I've learned about my body now is that if I exfoliate before, like I get those hairs that might be stuck into trying to grow back into the skin.
The ingrown hairs.
Those make my mouth water because I have the tweezers on me. And if I ever see them like that, I'm like, pulling them.
Edna will be picking at me, like you would have a field day. Oh, God. During those periods and times.
And that's why laser, you should definitely invest in it because I have that issue. Like, I have, what is it called? Folliculitis or something?
I have that too.
So that's why it's so beneficial.
But your arms look good. They used to have more bumps on them than that.
Well, that was the laser. Well, right now I'm sunburned too. I need
some lotion. They look really good. I remember seeing
it. Because it was so bumpy.
Yeah.
But that was the laser.
Now I need something colder to me.
Well, I got some ice, yeah. It all depends on the routine that I'm taking. Mm-hmm. Because I try to put everything, like, I'll bring in my toothbrush, I'll even bring in, like, toenail clippers if I feel. But my skin, I'll save for last. And I don't like conditioner on my skin before. Mm-hmm. So I wash my face twice to make sure that the conditioner and, like, whatever soap suds
is off. Now I have a question. So do y'all wash y'all hair first, or do y'all wash y'all hair last? So you first. Just said you don't like the soap on it, so I'm assuming you do.
I do mine first, too.
First?
Well, I do mine first, because Edna like don't look like her answer's not first.
By the time I do it first, the water is cold.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. I guess that depends on how long you're going to be in there.
Because my hair, I got to get all of
it. Yeah. I take I wash my shower yeah. first. I mean, I wash my hair first because I want to get the soap and conditioner off my skin.
I put the shampoo in first, and then when I put my conditioner in, I wrap my hair and then do everything else. Well, and then I rinse that off.
Thank you for starting that, because I'll go in detail. Wash your hair, then you got to rinse your hair out, right? With the shampoo. The conditioner has to sit for like 5 to 10 minutes. During that time is when I exfoliate.
That's, yeah.
Because I know I got to rinse.
Shower time management,
right.
guys.
Right. Because then you got to rinse the exfoliant off. So you might as well do that while you're rinsing the conditioner out. That's kind of one rinse.
Okay.
You rinse the conditioner, rinse the sand or salt the or sugar
yeah.
off of you at the same time. So that's what, two rinses?
So but you don't feel slippery after that? Like...
With the oil?
With the conditioner and the exfoliant together?
Well, that's what the rinse is. It gets most of it
off.
Yeah,
it's like the car wash when you go in.
Well, I wash with Castile soap. So after I do that rinse of my conditioner and the salt, now I'm taking a bath.
Mm.
Now it's soap to cleanse time.
Now she's got the deluxe car wash.
You do it the other way around.
Yeah, because when you feel that slickness from the conditioner and stuff, it's time to take a bath. That's why I do it first, so that I don't have that leftover
skin. And it messes your balance, your pH skin balance, when you get the... This is why I wash my face twice, because I'll have my hair up in the conditioner, and I'll do my first layer to get off
so
all the...
So my skincare is less for me in the shower.
I don't know. It depends on my mood. Like, it depends on my mood. Like, if I'm... You know,
but it's that time managing, even in the shower. And what's the quickest way you're going to get the most benefit out of that shower?
I, when I wash my hair, it has to be planned because I know, okay, like I try to get every little root to the tooth because my roots curl up and like it gets dirty in there and I have to get there. Mm. And then after I rinse that out and put conditioner in and let it sit.
No, I'm just gonna smell myself.
She's like, speaking of showers, let me smell myself.
That is not only on. Are you alright?
Just checking. I don't know. It's just, I guess we're all different. And then, like, I don't like, I feel like the cleansing part for me first is important because if I'm gonna, I'll do the bacteria stuff first because if I don't and I do like exfoliant or oil first, then I'm gonna feel like I'm just swishing around a bunch of bacteria across my skin.
Well, you kind of are when you think about it, because when you exfoliate and you get in the top layer of your skin off.
I know, but I want to get bacteria off first and then the dead skin.
So, I mean, that's just a kind of extra step. Yeah, that's just a preference. Because I look at it like whatever's on my skin now, I'm finna exfoliate that top layer off. So, what's the point? I'm going to start with exfoliating.
But I have an issue that no matter how much exfoliating I do, there's still exfoliating to do. I'm going to find out where they do that Thai exfoliating, where they take like a scalpel and just...
I've been seeing people use a dry brush technique too, prior to shower. They actually take like one of those shower brushes and brush their skin before the shower to kind of start
I need
the
a Brillo
exfoliating
pad.
Process.
I need a Brillo
extra
pad.
Bougie.
Yes, it is very bougie. I think I seen it. Auntie Jackie.
What, just
did it.
Something slipped? Did my dog do that?
Mm-mm. It just fell, Carla. I think it's heavy.
I
think it's too heavy.
That mic got weight.
So, you heard about the spiritual cleanse, the physical cleanse, as we chow down on delicious tortillas and eggs and bacon and everything you could possibly imagine. Edna's mom threw down. Shout out to Miss Rosa for putting it down in the kitchen for us. She's amazing. She made those tortillas by hand. I'll post the video on the IG page for you guys to see it, but she made them shits. I'm trying to work on my profanity usage, but she made those by hand and it was amazing. So all the chewing you heard in the background, that was us eating and just vibing and talking like we always do. Now that we're on the food subject, all three of us are foodies. And Brittany and I, like, we have this food relationship like no other. We just always share our food down the middle. We all work together and I bring lunch. Brittany brings lunch. We split it down the middle. we have a variation of food. One day she may have some soup or some chicken wings or something amazing, some oxtails, or I'll bring like a breakfast sandwich or some steak. We rotate days and, you know, we bring our food and we just put it together. Like, we have this mentality where we gonna eat. Like, we're gonna eat together. Like, if you don't have food, I got you. If I don't have food, she got me. We just have that relationship. We always have bonded over food, which is why she knows me so well. My eyes are sometimes bigger than my stomach, and I got full from the tortillas. They were delicious and yummy, but I was so full. And this is the accountability part that I talk about. Brittany checked me in this moment, although she laughed it off. She checked me. She was like, you know you're not going to eat all of this. Listen to this clip. This is when you know your friend knows you.
Girl, you ain't going to finish it because she's making us lunch.
Well, there you go, guys. You heard me getting checked on the mic. Mic check. On that note, thank you guys for tuning into the She Blows It podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. Again, you can follow this podcast on Instagram at SheBlowsIt_pod. You can follow Brittany at Brittany Nicole ASG on Instagram. And you can follow Edna at The Andy Garcia also on Instagram. Talk to you guys next time. Bye.